Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I just was holding them and washing them in so much unconditional love. Your sexuality, your sacred sexuality, is a very potent power center. Goddess, and I deserve to feel pleasure. I deserve to realize my own power and my own potential. It's empowering. It makes you like just wash away all the judgments and just be in the present, be with your body. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Acting My Age. So fucking glad you're here. Just a few things I wanted to pop in and say. If you like this podcast and you want to support it and support me, one thing that you can do is leave a positive review on the iTunes page. Reviews and positive reviews help the podcast get noticed and spread around and will allow more people to listen to it. And that would be so fucking sick. So thank you guys so much. If you feel called to leave a review, I would absolutely appreciate it. And yeah, let's get into the episode. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Today it's going to be probably a shorter episode. I admittedly am a bit behind just schedule wise. I'm finding now that I'm doing more things, like adding in more things into my schedule. Yeah, it's just an adjustment balancing everything. So this episode is going to be a little shorter, but I hope you still enjoy. I'm just going to be talking about stepping into this new role and new amazing opportunity to hold safe space within the goddess circle. And I'm just going to be talking about my experience with the first in-person goddess circle last week and yeah, all that good stuff. So it's going to be good. It's going to be juicy and I hope you enjoy. So first I just wanted to share something I wrote yesterday. It came to me thinking about how I was witnessing and like seeing the women that were before me and their vulnerability and like the pain that was able to be shared, which is not an easy thing to do. So it was both like witnessing that and seeing that and then being in a space of holding it, because normally like when I'm sharing with my friends or like my best friends are telling me things, or if I'm in a sharing circle, like if someone else is crying, like I'm going to be crying too. Like I very much feel, you know, other people's pain. So if someone else is crying, normally I'm like right along with them, can't really help myself. I'm going to be crying. But since I was in the space of like the facilitator, the one kind of holding it down, holding the circle, creating the space, I just was kind of amazed at the shift. Like I didn't have any pep talk with myself, like, no, Rahini, you're not going to cry or whatever. But I just naturally came from a different space. It was like, I just was holding them and washing them in so much unconditional love. And like being that totem or that like lighthouse of strength, I guess, that gives them maybe just a smile that tells them like everything's going to be okay. You know, I don't know if that really makes sense, but it was a very subtle shift. And I noticed it after. I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. Normally I would have been bawling my eyes out this whole time with everyone's shares. But in this instance, in this space, in this role, I'm just holding it down and washing everyone in love. So yeah, this thing I wrote is being in the holding space role and also my experience in a sharing circle and like being vulnerable and Yeah. I'll just stop explaining it and just read it to you guys. Okay. Can I show you me under here? Beneath, below, within, between? Can my voice tremble while I meet your steady gaze? Is it safe here with you? Can I show you the itchy, scratchy, hidden parts that make me nauseous? Can we sit in that sticky, pregnant silence for a moment? Wait with me here, just for this tender second. Just hold me. Just be here. In the moments between, before the unfolding, after the shedding, while I'm just trying to figure this shit out. And in the meantime, can I have this dance? Dance with me slowly, tenderly. I am your midnight lover and Sunday brunch. I am as raw and sweet as I imagine a newborn baby deer might be. I'm tender and raw and truthful. My stumbles are in earnest. Will you be here when I fall? Here I am, every part of me that I can muster. I lay me before you with the strength of the warrior I am still remembering. Will you see me? So, thanks for listening. I wanted to share that. But stepping into this new space has been so fucking impactful and so crazy. Like, how deep it's hitting me, because the sharing is where the medicine is. Like, daring to be seen, daring to be vulnerable, and just being received is so fucking healing. It's so fucking healing. And I experienced that firsthand for me, but now witnessing other women and like hearing their comments, it is life-changing. It's lit up this new part of my heart that I didn't know was there before, which is really cool. So this will be my third week of doing the online goddess circle, and I had my first in-person one last week, and it went so well, so well. So like before, I was rushing and running late, and like my friend flew in for the circle to support me, which was incredible. And so I wanted to catch up with her, and we were going to go have dinner, and I was like, oh, I'll make the reservation early. And it's right across the street. I'll make the reservation early, so we have plenty of time and I won't rush. But then I was late, like getting everything ready and packed in the car. So then we had to push our reservation back, and then we were late for the reservation because there was traffic. And then we get to the dinner and the food was coming out really, really slowly. And we ended up having to, like, I had to just leave without eating. And then she got the stuff to go and I started setting up. But it was just so funny because I was like, oh man, this is not how I wanted to go into this. Like, I am super stressed right now. Like, I am rushing. I am like just not in a grounded, calm mindset, which is, you know, how I wanted to be with my first like in-person facilitation or hold, like my first event. And I was like, ah, man, but I still had that, like that knowing, like it's going to go well, it's going to be great. But I still was just like, fuck. And I was changing in my big, this like goddess dress that is so beautiful, but it's like a lot of fabric, a lot going on. And I was just rushing around, like moving things, setting up things. Luckily I had my lovely friends, Emma and Courtney and Jade were helping me set up. I could not have done it without them. But yeah, and I was in the kitchen, I was preparing this cacao, and it was just funny. I was laughing at myself as it was going. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. Like, this is so funny. I need to calm down. So I kept doing like deep breaths and just kind of laughing at myself and just holding on to the notion like it's going to be okay. It's going to go great. It's going to go great. And people started coming in and I was still setting up, and like I realized it literally doesn't matter. Like, it's totally fine. Just welcome everyone into the space and they can sit down and start chatting and get to know people and like get comfortable. And it doesn't matter because everyone's filing in at different times. So like if I'm still setting up and lighting candles while I welcome people, like that really doesn't matter. It doesn't need to all be perfectly set up. So that was a fun like reminder, I guess. And once it started, like I was so nervous, like stressing, going, moving a million miles an hour. I didn't have dinner. I was like shaky, just all the things, not grounded. But then as soon as I sat down and I saw the 20 women before me, which is so incredible. As soon as I saw them, it just like, whoosh, like all of it went away. And it was just completely stepping into the flow. And it was amazing. Like really that feeling that I've also had within doing the online circle, Like, I have never had a more right feeling. Like, it felt so right. It felt so, so natural. It just flowed right off my tongue and, like, felt like I've been doing it for years, even though it was my first time. So that is so powerful. Like, that is, in my eyes, that is a sign. That is a big, big sign that it is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, that is my sole purpose. It just flows and it's natural, and I have endless excitement for it and endless energy for it. And it just lights me up. It lights me up so, so much. And like, I prepared all this stuff. I prepared all this workshop, these visualizations, like some teachings, and you know, I had envisioned that it would be good and impactful and it would help people drop into some deep writing. But of course I didn't know for sure. And like, I had all those voices of, oh, it's not that good. Or what if it doesn't work, or they don't like it, or I don't know, all those things. And like I just prayed a lot before, and I would just pray and pray and set my intention. Like, I just pray for this to be a safe space of a vulnerability. And I pray to lead people inwards and like guide them with unconditional love. That was my like intention. And the moment that everyone started drinking cacao, which is a heart opener and it's great for open conversation, open sharing and receiving, my friend Courtney that made a comment, like, as soon as everyone started drinking cacao, the room was like quiet before, and then it just lit up with so much conversation, and people were meeting each other and talking and sharing. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, it's going to be good. Like, this is going to go well. This is going to be great. And then, my God, I was blown away. I was blown away. What actually transpired, like, the vulnerability was so fucking powerful. And I just was, I was completely blown away. Like, if my insides, like, my jaw was dropped on the inside, you know? Like, I was just completely shocked and blown away with the space, with what was able to transpire. And I was like, I brought this together. I've never done something like this, and it's so fucking powerful. And I was just overcome with gratitude for everyone that like gave me a chance, you know, gave me a chance and tried it out. And like, there's no website for it, there's no testimonials, I had no prior experience necessarily, but like, they just trusted me and they came and they showed up, and it was amazing. It was so amazing. And the comments I got afterward just made me so excited and so happy. And like, it was the feedback that I wanted to hear, and like that I was hoping from my intention. It was like, wow, I feel like I have a weight lifted off my shoulders. That was a common comment that I got. Like, I feel like I have a weight. I was in such a bad headspace earlier and I didn't want to come, and I almost didn't come. But now that I did, I'm so glad I did, because I feel so much better. Like, my mindset's shifted. I have a weight off my shoulders. I feel so connected. I feel so in tune. Like Catherine, my best friend, came. She's like, I just wanted it to go on forever and ever. I didn't want it to end. And so that, like, and connections were made and friendships were formed and tears were shed. So many tears were shed, and there's so many hugs, and just like, that's what life is about, you know? How can we get to know ourselves without like getting to know others? I feel like it's just all connected. I don't know exactly what I want to say, but it was very powerful. And it felt like an amazing, beautiful step in the right direction. A big, big, big step. And I just, that night, when I looked in the mirror, I didn't get home until late because the event went until like 10:30. Didn't get home until late, and I was just on a high. I was so excited. I journaled for a while in the kitchen, and I took a shower, and then I just looked in the mirror and I just like cried, and I was like, I'm so proud of you. I looked in the mirror and put my hand on my heart, and I just looked at myself and said, I'm so proud of you. And I just started bawling. And that's big. That's a big deal. Like, when have you guys given yourselves props? When have you told yourself that you're proud of yourself and actually meant it? Like, it's one thing to be like, someone tells you, I'm proud of you, and you're like, oh, thank you. But have you ever told yourself genuinely, like, I'm so proud of you? Have you ever given yourself a hug? Like, actually, feels so good. Giving yourself a hug and just really nurturing yourself feels so, so good. And also being your main cheerleader and being your main support. Like, one of the biggest parts of stepping into our lives as women, independent women who are, you know, true in their divine feminine. Like, when we're in our divine feminine, we are learning to become our own mother. And we have to cultivate that inner mother relationship. And the mother in the highest expression, you know? Like, not, maybe not the mother that we grew up with, depending on our stories. But the inner mother that wants the best for us and cheers us on and supports us and nurtures us. And it's like, when we're tired, it's like, sweetie, it's going to be okay. Like, I believe in you. Or just go rest. Like, go have some soup, you know? Just breathe, honey, it's okay. Like, really nurturing, mothering ourselves. And also, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. It's a big deal. Because all we really do have is ourselves, you know? One day we won't have parents. One day we won't have whatever it is that's in place right now that gives us security. Like, we need to find that within ourselves. And learning to mother ourselves in a healthy, highest expression way is very important and powerful and hard. But yeah, I guess this point of this spiel is that there is something out there for you. That is your soul calling. That is what you're meant to do on this earth, why you're here. Where in your life do you bring your medicine? That is one of my favorite questions to ask now that I'm doing one-on-one coaching. Where in your life do you bring your medicine? Where is it? Like, where, what lights you up? Where do you feel like you could go forever and ever? What feels natural? What feels fluid? What feels joyful? Where do you make an impact? Where do you bring your medicine? Like, where would the world suffer if you did not bring your gifts? It's not selfish. It's not selfish. So I just invite you guys to tap into that and, like, believe in your heart of hearts that there is something for you that you are meant to do, where you help. You bring your gifts and you bring your medicine that only you can bring. No one else can bring it. And if you don't, it will never exist. Like, you are a unique one of one, and what you have to offer is a unique one of one. And no one's going to give you that permission slip to do it. You have to give it to yourself, which is the hardest part. The other thing that's been on my mind recently quite a bit is sexuality and sensuality, and how closely I'm finding that it ties in, like, your relationship with your personal power and your relationship with your sensuality, I feel like, are very closely related in my experience. For me, like, as I am uncovering my power and unleashing my power, the power of my sensuality is becoming unleashed right along with it, because it's like, it just goes back to, you are a divine creator. Like, you are one of one, but you also have the ability to create anything and everything. And from that creation source, you know, your womb, there is a lot of fucking power there. And your sensuality is a power center. Your sexuality, your sacred sexuality, is a very potent power center. And, like, I was telling Catherine, and I were just talking about this. I was like, yeah, we were just talking shit, FaceTiming. And I was like, damn, like, I was just feeling kind of out of it, like, blah, like, nah. And I danced, and then I showered, and then I masturbated, and I came 3 times. And now I feel like a fucking divine goddess again. And we were just laughing. Like, it's this just reconnection. It's this enlivening. It's like, holy shit, I'm a fucking goddess, and I deserve to feel pleasure. I deserve to realize my own power and my own potential. I feel like, for me, when I get more into my sexuality and get closely connected with my pleasure, like, what feels good, what do I enjoy, like an orgasm, you know, like, each orgasm, as I connect more and more with my body, gets more and more intense or more and more deep. Like, it's different each time. It's a little bit different and it's a little bit deeper. And it unlocks something. Like, I feel like I have a lot of powerful moments of realization around that. It's like before I masturbate, or after I come, like, whatever it is, it's very powerful. And also sex magic, like I talked about a little bit, like harnessing that power of your climax to manifest. It's very real, very potent, and fun to play around with. Yeah, you focus on something that you want that is just slightly out of reach for your highest good, you know? So cool, dude. So, so cool. But I guess one of the things that it's becoming very like present for me that I want to get more into is I would love to take a course on some type of like divine feminine sexuality, or like there's this one by Layla Martin on like tantric sensuality. And I would love to learn about that so I can incorporate that into my teachings, because our bodies are literally so important. They are our divine palaces, which includes our, like, our just our bodies, our breasts, our vagina, everything, like fucking divine palaces. And if we can harness the notion for good that we, like, that our bodies are here as a tool, they're a vessel, but they're a tool for us, like, to get to experience the divine in human form. I might be getting a little out there or like off the track, but there's just infinite potential within our bodies, and connecting with their power, one of, I think, the easiest, fastest ways we can connect with our power is through sensuality, sexuality, and pleasure. Here's a challenge, if you guys are wanting a challenge, not that you are, but if you are, try to masturbate without any toys, just with your fingers, just with your hands, and see what it's like. Layla Martin did a really amazing podcast episode with Aubrey Marcus and Violana Marcus. It's on Aubrey Marcus's podcast. It's one of his more recent ones, and it's very, very informational. It's very long, but she talks about practices for men to connect with their sensuality, and for women, and for partners. And one of the things she really talked about was breathing, and how important breathing is during sex, and just breathing and like sending, like breathing into your vagina or whatever, your clit, whatever you want to say, is very powerful. And for me, I've been practicing like deep breathing while I'm masturbating, and it's crazy. It is crazy. So I get a lot of questions about like, what are your tips for masturbating? Deep breathing. Like if you really focus and like breathe in, you know, really deeply and breathe out, you will notice that your, like, I don't know, if not climax, but like your, I don't really know how to describe it. I don't have the right terminology, but like building up to it, the energy before climax, like follows directly with your breath. So it's like when you're breathing in, it's like going up. And then when you're breathing out, it's going down, and it's just really, really powerful. And it really helps make better, stronger, longer, more mind-blowing orgasms. So homework assignment, if you guys want, is to connect with your body, give her some love, and set a nice date to masturbate. Set a nice date with your fingers and see what comes up, and see what it's like to do some deep breathing, and just offering yourself gratitude like the whole way through. Because I think sometimes, especially if like we've been using toys and then we go back to using our fingers, it's like, come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Like, that's not enough. Faster, like, why isn't this working? Why is this taking so long? Like, why can't I do this? So there's a lot of like pressure and like judgment towards ourselves. So just relaxing, breathing, like, and just going back to that sensation, and like giving yourself gratitude and giving your body gratitude for the freaking amazing, amazing sensations that we can experience. Like, what the fuck, you guys? Feels so good. Like, that's insane. That's insane that we get to experience that. So that's like also my mission. I want to help women connect with their sensuality and their bodies and their power right along with it. But today was I just popped out of bed like feeling very good today. Yesterday, not quite as much. Day before, not quite so much. I was very tired. But today I was like, today's a good day. Today's a good day. And made my coffee, went in bed, did some work on my laptop in bed. And then I played some music, drank my coffee, and just like literally danced naked in the mirror. And it was awesome. You guys, I know if I heard myself saying this a year ago, I'd be like, damn, that chick's weird. But I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't fucking awesome. Like, I think you guys know me by now. And I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't powerful and it wasn't awesome and it wasn't empowering and just beautiful and enlivening and energizing and all of this. And like, I'm just kind of, I'm starting to, yeah, own it and like accept that it's more than just fun. Like, I'm like, oh, dancing in the naked in the mirror is super fun. But it's also more than that. It's a lot more than that. It's empowering. It makes you like just wash away all the judgments and just be in the present, be with your body. Notice how it looks, you know, like, so I think a lot of us, including myself, definitely are worried about what other people think about us, especially if you're single or like newly in a relationship or something and you are feeling insecure about your body and how it looks and how it's being perceived by others. If we can connect and perceive ourselves as we are in all of our beauty, like, we will feel much more confident going into any situation with a partner. Because it's like, oh, I know this. Like, I'm beautiful. I'm a divine fucking goddess that is incredibly powerful. Like, look at my hips. Look at my boobs. Like, look at my ass. Like, holy shit. You know? So if we can connect with ourselves that way and literally start the day shaking our ass and loving it, what better fucking way to do it? And I was thinking about my kids, like my future daughters. I hope I have daughters and sons. But like, I want to raise them feeling very comfortable and confident in their body. Like, I want them to know, okay, mom's dancing in her underwear. Like, let's join, you know, like this is our bodies. This is beautiful. This is something to celebrate. It's not something to hide. It's not something to be ashamed of. This is how we were born and it's beautiful and it's powerful. So like, underwear dance parties in the kitchen while we make pancakes or something, like, that's just so fun. It's so freeing. And that's what I want. I want that for me. I want that for my kids. All of that. So that's been really present lately. It's like the power of the body. And I posted some things on my story today, like top off, just in my undies dancing. Like, I had to put, like, you know, I had to censor it because of Instagram, but I covered my nipples with butterfly emojis. And it was literally a post like smiling. My nipples were covered. I was holding my coffee cup and I said, like, I love you, body. And Instagram, it got reported for like sexual exploitation. And I was like, what? Just like so comical and fucked up. But I'm like choosing to just giggle at it because it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Like, me saying I love you, body, with my nipples covered is sexual exploitation. Like, okay. Very silly of you, Instagram. But I am in the space right now where I'm just gonna like send it. I think I've already said this to you guys a lot, but like, I'm just gonna send it. If it feels good for me to like dance naked and share my thoughts on what that feels like I want to do that so I can be an example. Like, I'm starting to find more people now, slowly to follow, that really empower me and expand my mind and like encourage me to do these type of things. But it's pretty hard to find. Like, it's kind of few between. And like, I want to be that example for you guys. And it is amazing because it's a test for me, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna really want to post this. Like, I feel really good. This feels really great. And like, I want to celebrate my body. But like, so many people are gonna judge me. Like, my family members are gonna see this, or like people I grew up with, or friends of friends, or whatever. They're gonna see this and they're gonna either like be, I don't know, be uncomfortable or judge me or whatever. But I'm like, it's a great opportunity to like let that go. Be like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you know? Doesn't matter. Right? Like, I think if we can imagine an ideal world, a more loving, open, accepting world that's in harmony with nature and health and spirituality, which is just being in tune with the divine, the spirit, I think in my eyes, that's a world where we're comfortable in our bodies, comfortable in our nakedness, comfortable in our sexuality. And along with that, it's like respectful. So like, a woman who's naked is not an object for you. Like, if she is here in her divine, beautiful body, like owning it for herself, like, it's not for you, it's for her. She's doing it for her. And you need to work on yourself so you can admire her and respect her, but like from a distance, you know, like honor her boundaries, respect her boundaries, respect your boundaries. Like, that's the ideal world, right? Like, that's something that I think is really powerful about ecstatic dance and why I liked it so much, is because they're the rules. Like, one of the rules is you can't get in another person's space unless they invite you. And that, that is very important. I've had so many fucked up experiences dancing out at clubs. I remember one in New York that was particularly really unpleasant. I was just dancing, like, I think I was pretty much sober, just dancing, like, with my girlfriends, and then out of fucking nowhere, some man comes up and starts making out with my neck and grabbed me with both hands, like, one hand, like, over my boobs, one hand around my waist, and starts making out with my neck, and from behind. I didn't even see him, and I, like, whipped around, I was like, what the fuck, and he's like, oh, hey, boo. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that just sucks, you know? Obviously, that sucks. It's not okay. And, like, dancing all the time, dancing out at clubs, it's like everyone just grabs you. Guys just grab you, bring you over to you. They think that it's like, oh, if this woman is dancing and shaking her hips, it must be because she wants me to dance with her and grind with her. It's like, no, bitch, I'm literally married. Like, I don't want to dance with you. I'm doing this for me because it feels good. So, like, part of that, I think, is reconnecting with their bodies and their power and their divinity and what it really means to be a sensual being. Like, we are made sensual. That's just how, like, we come out that way. We're biologically programmed to, like, want to have sex and want pleasure. And that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm not really sure the point I'm trying to make, but it's like, I think owning our sexual power and owning our power in general is very, very closely connected. That's what it feels like to me, at least. Like, it's one and the same. Because if we don't feel safe enough to express our sensuality in whatever way feels good, like, we don't really feel safe enough to feel our power and step into our power fully. It's like, when you step into your power fully, you are owning every single aspect of you. And a big aspect of you is your body. How you present yourself, how you carry yourself, you know? So that's a spiel. I've really been thinking about sexuality a lot. And, like, as these layers are unfolding, my, like, appetite for sex is changing. It's, like, much more, like ravenous and, like, primal. And, like, I'm way more horny. I mean, you guys have already heard me talk about all this, so it's no different. But I actually do want to do a whole episode on masturbation, I've been thinking. So let me know if you guys would like that. I'll just post about it, and you guys can ask whatever questions you want, or, like, tips or things you like. But I think this is a big part of the conversation, and I've already, oops, almost just fell off my lap. I've already kind of gotten into this. Like, I've done all these sex talks, and I've done the videos and everything, just kind of because it happened, but, like, I don't know if I was necessarily conscious of the power that it has when we talk about these type of things. So I'd like to keep talking about sex, but, like, from a much more conscious, purposeful lens, because you guys are fucking powerful goddesses, and you have a palace. You have a palace between your legs, you know? Only the most worthy suitor should be allowed to enter, because you are literally the queen of your kingdom, and it is a kingdom. It is the most majestic, beautiful land and kingdom that there ever was. Yeah, for reals. So I love you guys. I honestly don't have too much more to say, because I just kind of wanted to update you guys, and there's, like, I have family visiting, and was participated in a little plant medicine ceremony the other day, and there's just a lot going on. So I let my podcast schedule slack a bit, but hopefully I'll get it back on track. And I'm just so honored, so grateful for you guys who are sticking with me. Some of the lovely goddesses at the goddess circle last week were saying they've been following me for, like, 3 years, which is so nuts. So if you're still around, like, after all that time, damn, like, thank you so much. I fucking love you, because Lord knows it's been quite a journey, and I've changed what I talk about quite a bit, because, of course, I'm a human and I change. So thank you for sticking around. And I'm just wishing you all the fucking best, and want to remind you that you are incredible, incredible, incredible. You are here for a reason. You're powerful. You're loved. You are radiant. You are absolutely stunning. And yeah, you're a fucking queen. So I will see you guys next week, and I love you. Thanks for listening. Bye.